Real quick, we have to take a break to acknowledge the sponsor of today's episode, which is Secret Nature. Secret Nature's ultra premium CBD gummies are crafted with real botanicals, nothing extra, and designed to fit right into your day with clean, purposeful functionality. So for me personally, I like to take one of their snoozer gummies in the evening to unwind and ensure that I get a good night's sleep. After a long day, especially when my brain is just still running a mile a minute and I can't seem to settle down, I'll take one to help me slow down, unplug, and actually get a good night's sleep. I personally don't drink alcohol because I just don't like the way it makes me feel the next day, but these gummies feel very clean, intentional, and it never leaves me groggy the next morning, just feeling balanced and rested. Secret Nature's gummies are organic and farm grown. They're never lab made. They're ultra premium CBD gummies made with real botanicals and nothing extra. You've got two purpose built options. There's Bliss for clear focus and productive flow if you want to take one during the day, and then you get Snoozers to help you relax and rest at the end of the day. Each gummy has consistent, measured CBD, so there's never any guessing, just clean, reliable functionality that fits naturally into your schedule. Get 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with the code MAMA. That's M-A-M-A. And just a heads up, their Black Friday sale is coming up, and they are going to be offering 25% off on orders of $75 or more, 35% off on orders of $125 or more, and then 40% off on orders of $150 or more between November 26th and the 30th. So don't forget to use my code MAMA when you check out. That's M-A-M-A at secretnature.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever find yourself playing the budgeting game? Well, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive, you can find options that fit your budget and potentially lower your bills. Try it at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
Summer's here, and Nordstrom has everything you need for your best dress season ever. From beach days and weddings to weekend getaways and your everyday wardrobe, discover stylish options under $100 from tons of your favorite brands like Mango, Skims, Princess Polly, and Madewell. It's easy, too, with free shipping and free returns, in-store order pickup, and more. Shop today in-stores, online at Nordstrom.com, or download the Nordstrom app.
This episode is brought to you by Polestar. There's only one true way to experience the all-electric luxury SUV Polestar 3, and that's to take a test drive. It can go from 0 to 60 in as little as 4.8 seconds with the dynamic handling of a sports car. But to truly understand how it commands the road, you need to be behind the wheel. Up to 350 miles of range, the 3D surround sound system by Bowers & Wilkins, it's all something you have to experience to believe. So book your test drive for Polestar 3 today at Polestar.com.
Welcome back to Mama Mystery. I am your host, Kelly, and today it is going to be a solo episode, but one that I find so fascinating, and I am just so worked up about this because I feel like the person we're going to be talking about today is somebody that we've all encountered at one point or another. Specifically, I remember in high school encountering girls like this. Specifically one in particular who would just lie. Like, there was one time she came to school with black eyeliner smudged all around her eye, claiming that she had a black eye from softball. You know, those people who just lie just to get attention, and you can totally see right through it, but you're just like, why are you lying? Like, that's just such bizarre behavior, especially at this age. But imagine this. You're scrolling through TikTok and you stumble upon the story of this bright, ambitious 19-year-old who is fighting for her life against not one, but two devastating cancers. And her posts are raw, they're emotional and inspiring. There's this young woman battling against impossible odds while maintaining a 4.0 GPA, interning at her dream job, and advocating for others. And she shares these tearful updates about her treatments and heartfelt reflections on life's fragility and her unwavering determination to fight like hell for survival. And her courage actually moves you to tears. So without hesitation, you donate to help her cover her mounting medical bills, right? But what if every word, every tear, and every heartfelt plea for help was a lie? What if this beacon of hope for cancer patients worldwide was manipulating thousands of people for attention, sympathy, and financial gain? From stolen photos to falsified medical details, this is the story of Maddie Russo, a college student whose elaborate deception unraveled in a shocking tale of manipulation, betrayal, and the devastating consequences of misplaced trust. Madison, or Maddie as her friends called her, grew up in Bettendorf, Iowa, a quiet city nestled along the Mississippi River, known for its small town charm. Bettendorf fostered a tight-knit community where everyone knew each other, or at least they thought they did. Maddie was a recent graduate of North Scott High School and a current student at St. Ambrose University in nearby Davenport, Iowa. At just 19 years old, she was described by acquaintances as friendly and driven, with a seemingly bright future ahead of her. However, behind her outward persona lay a growing obsession with online fame and sympathy that would lead her down a dark and deceitful path. From a young age, Maddie appeared to embrace the spotlight. Classmates recall her as someone who enjoyed attention and had a knack for storytelling. And by the time she enrolled at St. Ambrose, she had taken her talents to social media. Maddie's TikTok account initially featured content typical of an average college student, with lighthearted videos, lip sync challenges, and snippets of her daily life. Her following was modest but growing. However, things changed dramatically in February of 22 when she posted a video announcing she had been diagnosed with stage 2 pancreatic cancer. Here is a clip from that video.
I've been keeping busy with doing golf, so I've been golfing, and just when I feel good, just try and golf.
So the fact that she seemed to sort of brag about how she was able to maintain everything and sort of glamorize it all just really pisses me off, and I'm sure a lot of you feel the same. But I'm getting ahead of myself here, so let's get back to her story. So after being diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, more at that point she goes online, is a devastating reality for Sage, where she talks about her diagnosis.
February of 2022, I had yearly lab work done just with my primary care provider as a standard checkup. And aside from starting to feel just a little bit off, my lab work came back and my white blood cell counts were not in normal range. So further testing was then done. And on February 10th of 2022, quite possibly the worst day of my life occurred. I got the call from my oncologist and they found a mass on my pancreas. And I had stage 2 pancreatic cancer at just 19 years old. Scared is an understatement. I was terrified, and I definitely still am. But I'm really glad I went to my yearly health check, because it would have been so easy to just skip it and say I'm fine. So please take my experience and get regular lab work done, because the sooner you catch anything that is wrong, the better chance of outcome and survival you would have. And it really could save your life, like it did mine. It's a very lonely and isolating disease. So please don't take for granted enjoying every moment in your life, even the little ones. Please check in on your friends that seem strong, as those people are often the ones that are struggling the most. They appear like they carry it well, however, they are being weighed down. Advocating for other patients and inspiring individuals along the way has been a coping mechanism for me. And I hope this story has inspired you as well. You know, when you get knocked down 9 times up, you stand up 10 more times. Every single day, I go to war with myself because in order to survive, I have to fight like hell. The 5-year outlook of survival is a slim 11%. 11%. At 19 years old, I don't know if I will live to see the day when I graduate college, get married, become a mom, etc. So in the meantime, I fight. I have to be so mentally tough to battle this beast. I might have bad moments of weakness from time to time, but I never give in. Experiencing these obstacles at such a young age has given me incredible drive, determination, and grit. Type 1 diabetes does not define me. Pancreatic cancer does not define me. Leukemia does not define me. I am so much more than these awful diseases. And instead, it's just another chapter to my story.
She's so brave, right? Really speaking from the heart, or what seems like a pre-written AI-generated Word doc. But Maddie's announcement was heartbreaking. She described receiving the life-altering diagnosis during a phone call from the Iowa City Oncology Department while sitting in her accounting class. And according to her, the doctors told her, quote, "They found a mass on my pancreas and that I had stage 2 pancreatic cancer. I was terrified and definitely still am. I was in shock. I didn't think it could be true. I'm so young and I wondered how this could happen. I went through all the emotions and I was pretty numb," end quote. She added that the doctors gave her only an 11% chance of surviving the next 5 years. In emotional TikTok posts, she recounted how she returned to class after the call, determined to carry on despite the devastating news. This revelation shocked her friends, family, and her flourishing online audience. And over the following weeks, Maddie shared increasingly personal details about her battle with cancer. She spoke about undergoing rounds of chemotherapy and radiation, describing the physical and emotional toll that they took on her. And her followers admired her strength, applauding her ability to maintain a 4.0 GPA while grappling with such a severe illness. On TikTok, Maddie carefully curated an image of resilience and positivity. Her posts featured clips of her smiling through supposed treatments, sharing advice about staying strong and encouraging others to cherish every moment of life. Her account quickly gained traction with many cancer patients and survivors, finding solace and inspiration in her story. She became a beacon of hope for those facing similar battles. But at the same time, she also made some people who were battling similar illnesses feel badly about themselves because she was frequently boasting about how she maintained her regular life with school, maintaining this 4.0 GPA, golfing, going on runs. And beyond sharing her journey, Maddie soon began leveraging her story for financial support to help cover her 15 rounds of oral chemotherapy and 90 rounds of radiation. In March of 2022, she launched a GoFundMe campaign. And I say she launched, I don't know if she was the one that created it or if it was a friend that created it, but it was titled "Help Maddie Beat Cancer" to cover the mounting costs of her medical treatments. The GoFundMe read, quote, "On February 10th, 2022, Maddie Russo found out she has pancreatic cancer and has been going to battle ever since to win this war. Maddie is currently undergoing vigorous chemotherapy and radiation treatments that make her very sick, but just like the Maddie we all know, she never gives up and is a fighter. As one can imagine, the cost of medical bills, gas, meals, and expenses can be a burden, and that is something this family should not have to worry about. If you are able to, donations would be greatly appreciated to help cover the medical expenses and to allow Maddie to focus on one thing only, which is to show that she is stronger than cancer and will beat this," end quote. The campaign struck a chord, raising over $37,000 from 439 donors. Many contributors were strangers moved by her story, while others were friends and local community members who wanted to help. Her local community rallied around her. St. Ambrose University invited Maddie to speak about her experience during campus events, and various organizations offered support as well. Maddie even partnered with nonprofits like Project Purple and the Nikki Mitchell Foundation, which worked to support actual cancer patients. And these organizations provided her with financial aid, resources, and platforms to share her quote-unquote journey. But despite the widespread support, early signs of doubt began to emerge. Medical professionals who came across Maddie's TikTok videos noticed glaring inconsistencies. In one video, her feeding tube appeared misplaced. Like, the tip of the feeding tube was literally hanging out of her nose. And while in another, her chemotherapy port was positioned incorrectly, mistakes that anyone undergoing real treatment would likely avoid. And her glowing appearance and full, healthy hair only further fueled skepticism, as these were uncharacteristics of someone enduring intensive chemotherapy and radiation. Now, I know some people are able to keep their hair while undergoing chemotherapy, but usually it's because of the type of chemotherapy or they're using those cooling caps, I think. I mean, I don't know much about it. I've never had cancer and I never really had anyone super close to me go through something like this. But some followers began asking questions like, how was Maddie maintaining her grades, golfing, and interning while supposedly battling such an aggressive disease? And why did she show no physical signs of illness? Maddie brushed off these concerns, attributing her strength to a positive mindset and contributing her full, luscious locks to supplements like biotin, the vitamin, which she claimed helped her retain her hair during chemotherapy. You just have to hear it for yourself.
Biotin, collagen, and keratin are crucial vitamins that are shown to help with like hair, skin, and nail growth. It's by the brand Well Labs. It's a beauty complex, but you can go to welllabs.com or I'm sure it's on Amazon. But I've been taking these. I've noticed a huge difference with my hair too. So that's been another really great product that I think that's helping.
I also just want to point out that in this video, she is so dark. Like, she's so orange. She's a very orangey color because she's getting spray tans, which is something that you're not supposed to do when you're undergoing radiation. But these doubts eventually reached a tipping point, sparking an investigation that would unravel her web of lies.
The Disney Plus Hulu Max bundle. It's the ultimate bundle for an unbelievable price. Plans starting at $16.99 a month. Get it and watch Marvel Television's Ironheart on Disney Plus.
I want to build something iconic.
A new season of The Bear on Hulu.
We can make people happy.
And The Epic, a Minecraft movie on Max.
Anything you can imagine is possible.
The Disney Plus Hulu Max bundle. Plans starting at $16.99 a month. All these and more now streaming. Terms apply. Visit DisneyPlusHuluMaxBundle.com for details.
She's made up her mind to live pretty smart. Learn to budget responsibly right from the start. She spends a little less and puts more into savings. Keeps her blood pressure low and credit score raises.
She's cutting debt right out of her life. She tracks her cash flow on a spreadsheet at night.
Boring money moves make kind of lame songs, but they sound pretty sweet to your wallet. PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
4th of July savings are here at the Home Depot, so it's time to get your grilling on. Pick up the Traeger Pro Series 22 Pellet Grill and Smoker, now on special buy for $389, was $549. Smoke a rack of ribs or bake an apple pie, this grill is versatile enough to do it all. This summer, no matter how you like your steaks, your barbecues are guaranteed to be well done. Celebrate 4th of July with fast free delivery on select grills right now at the Home Depot. Subject to availability.
Late 2022, Maddie Russo's story had reached thousands of people, tugging at heartstrings both online and in her local community. Her tale of battling stage 2 pancreatic cancer, which she claimed spread to her blood and then formed a football-sized tumor wrapping around her spine, seemed almost too devastating to be true. And as it turned out, it was. Maddie's meticulous web of lies began to unravel as inconsistencies in her story became impossible to ignore. The first significant doubts about Maddie's story came from her own TikTok videos. Medical professionals, cancer survivors, and even laypeople noticed that her medical equipment just did not look right. For example, Maddie often appeared in videos with an improperly placed feeding tube, like I mentioned, and I'll post pictures of this to our Instagram so you can see it for yourself. But in one of the images, the tube wasn't primed, which is a critical step for anyone relying on feeding tube for nutrition. And her supposed chemotherapy port was another glaring issue, as its positioning didn't align with standard medical practices. And then in addition to that, the tape she was using, it was all just kind of haphazardly placed on her chest. Like, it was just such a mess. I can't help but imagine her standing in the mirror, placing all this tape, sticking a tube up her nose, preparing to make these videos. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? I cannot wrap my head around it. But moreover, Maddie's physical appearance raised serious questions. Despite claiming to have endured months of chemotherapy and radiation, treatments known for their debilitating side effects, Maddie looked remarkably healthy. Her hair was thick, shiny, and long, which, like we know, she attributed to taking vitamins. But while not everyone undergoing chemotherapy loses their hair, her explanation struck many as implausible, especially given the severity of the treatments that she claimed to be receiving. And then her complexion and her energy levels also seemed inconsistent with someone undergoing such aggressive cancer therapies. I mean, she was literally posting selfies of her going for runs outside. And beyond her physical appearance, her claims about her treatment schedule were equally dubious. She stated that she had undergone 15 rounds of oral chemotherapy and 90 rounds of radiation in just a few months, which is an extremely unlikely regimen for even the most advanced cases of cancer. These contradictions caught the attention of medical professionals who began analyzing her videos in detail, pointing out inaccuracies online and raising questions in their professional networks. Maddie's story continued to spiral as she layered more dramatic details into her narrative. Just months after her initial diagnosis, she announced that the cancer had spread to her blood, leading to a secondary diagnosis of acute lymphoblastic leukemia. She also claimed that her treatments had caused severe damage to her liver, requiring additional medications and for her to have to stop the cancer treatments to focus on repairing her liver. And then adding to her litany of ailments, Maddie described the discovery of this football-sized tumor wrapped around her spine, a claim that stretched the bounds of believability for even her most loyal supporters. But that didn't stop her from posting her journey. So next I'm going to play for you this compilation of Maddie videos. And in the midst of this video, one of them is just a collage of pictures and videos of herself crying and then herself going on runs and then pictures of like MRI machines that she probably found on Google and just all this like ridiculous footage now that we know that she was lying. It's just mind-boggling. So I'm going to play for you the video. And then if you want to see it with your own eyes, you can go over to our Instagram, mama.mysterypodcast, and I will post the video there for you as well.
It's days like these that are hard. And I try my best to stay positive and think that, you know, after my chemo was, after my week of chemo is done, after, you know, round three is done and I get, you know, a break until the next round of chemo. But sometimes it's hard to think like that when you're in so much pain and discomfort and everything is just going the wrong way. And
hey, just a reminder, no one prepared you for what you were going to go through. There was no way you could have been prepared. And you still handled it with grace. And you still did the best that you could. And that is enough.
But sometimes I just need to step back and, you know, get reminders from friends and family like, Maddie, it's okay if you can't make it to the gym today. It's okay if you show up to the gym and you walk for 15 minutes and your body is like, nope, you can't do this, and you go home. I'm too sick from treatment where I can't go anywhere. I can't do anything. Can't get ready. I just lay in my bed and puke, you know, and it's just extremely physically exhausting, but also the mental part of it, I think it's 10 times worse.
Now, like I said, despite these escalating claims and these collages with the dramatic music and voiceovers, Maddie maintained a superhuman level of activity. On social media, she boasted about finishing the semester with a perfect 4.0 GPA, interning at her dream job of John Deere, and enjoying rounds of golf. Her followers, many of whom were cancer patients themselves, began to feel inadequate, questioning why they couldn't match Maddie's seemingly boundless energy and resilience. And these feelings of self-doubt would later be a source of true anger and betrayal as the truth came to light. Now, as skepticism grew online, a group of concerned individuals decided to finally take action. On January 11th of 2023, an anonymous whistleblower contacted the Eldridge Police Department outlining the discrepancies that they observed in Maddie's social media posts, and they pointed out specific errors in her medical equipment, such as the feeding tube and the chemotherapy port, and noted that her photos often appeared staged and were taken at home rather than in actual clinical settings. The whistleblowers also raised concerns about her financial activities. They questioned the legitimacy of her GoFundMe campaign, which had raised over $37,000 from over 400 donors. And these donations, combined with private gifts and nonprofit support, suggested that Maddie was profiting significantly from this fabricated story. So the Eldridge Police Department moved quickly, issuing subpoenas from Maddie's medical records, and what they found confirmed the whistleblower's suspicions that Maddie had never been diagnosed with cancer, there was no record of her undergoing any of the treatments that she claimed, nor had she received care from the University of Iowa Oncology Department where she said she was being treated. So on January 23rd of 2023, Maddie Russo was arrested on the campus of St. Ambrose University. She was charged with theft by means of deception, which is a felony offense, and she was booked into the Scott County Jail. Maddie spent 4 hours in custody before posting a $10,000 bail, and while she awaited trial, her story and her lies became national news. As investigators delved deeper, they uncovered the true scale of Maddie's deceit. In addition to the $37,000 raised through GoFundMe, Maddie had received financial support from numerous other sources. Nonprofit organizations like Project Purple and the Nikki Mitchell Foundation, both dedicated to supporting real cancer patients, had offered Maddie funds, resources, and platforms to share her story. And the OL Strong Pancreatic Cancer Foundation, run by a family friend who had lost her husband to this disease, provided Maddie with emotional guidance and a $500 gift card, resources that could have gone to someone who genuinely needed it. Maddie's manipulation extended beyond financial gain. She accepted invitations to speak at events, including one hosted by St. Ambrose University, where she recounted her fabricated battle with cancer to students and faculty, which, by the way, she showed up to this event wearing an effing wig, a wig over her hair that had not fallen out. She's wearing a wig. I am enraged. And she also appeared on Project Purple's podcast, using that platform to inspire their listeners with her supposed strength and perseverance. And in a particularly cruel twist, Maddie stole images and details from real cancer patients to lend credibility to her story. One such victim was a young woman named Charlie Earl Peeling. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right, so I'm so sorry if I didn't. But this girl, Charlie, had genuinely battled cancer before she ultimately passed away. And Maddie not only mimicked Charlie's story, but also posted a tribute to her, falsely claiming that they had been close friends. Now, perhaps the most devastating aspect of Maddie's fraud was its impact on real cancer patients and their families. Many of Maddie's followers were individuals fighting their own battles with cancer who had looked to her for inspiration and hope. Discovering that her story was a lie left them feeling betrayed and emotionally devastated. Some even reported feeling inadequate as her false narrative had made their own struggles seem less valid or significant. Can you imagine the impact that somebody like this has, like, on actual people who are actually struggling? It makes me want to punch this girl in the face. And adding insult to injury, Maddie's actions damaged the credibility of legitimate fundraising campaigns. It has caused fear with many people who see these GoFundMe campaigns and feel compelled to donate, but then they're not sure because they see people like Maddie who have lied about it, and they're like, well, I don't know if I should. What if this person's lying like Maddie was? So her deception made people more skeptical of these similar appeals, potentially depriving genuine cancer patients of the support that they desperately need. Now, Matty Russo's arrest on January 23rd marked the beginning of a highly publicized legal journey. Charged with theft by means of deception, which is a Class C felony in Iowa, Matty faced allegations of fraudulently obtaining over $37,000 through false claims of battling cancer. And this offense carried the possibility of up to 10 years in prison, substantial fines, and a permanent stain on her record. The legal proceedings that followed were closely watched by her victims, nonprofit organizations, and the public at large, sparking widespread debate about justice and accountability. Her first court appearance occurred shortly after her arrest. She arrived with her legal team, appearing visibly composed despite the gravity of these charges and honestly the embarrassment. Like, how are you not just completely ashamed of yourself? But as her lawyer entered a plea of not guilty on her behalf, Matty avoided eye contact with the courtroom audience, which included victims, reporters, and concerned community members. The judge set her bail at $10,000, which Matty managed to pay the same day, securing her release from the Scott County Jail after only 4 hours in custody. Public interest in the case surged as media outlets reported on these charges, and outside of the courthouse, reporters gathered to capture reactions from donors and representatives of nonprofits who had been defrauded. And some expressed outrage at her release, arguing that her apparent lack of remorse warranted harsher treatment from the start. The prosecution's case against Matty was built on overwhelming evidence. Subpoenaed medical records confirmed that she had never been diagnosed with cancer or received the treatments that she claimed. And investigators compiled a detailed timeline of her fraudulent activities, including social media posts, fabricated medical details, and the GoFundMe campaign. They also documented the financial losses incurred by her victims, ranging from individual donors to large nonprofit organizations like Project Purple and the Nikki Mitchell Foundation. And in the court records, it showed that police seized multiple items from Russo's apartment, including a gray 2023 Kia Sportage, a brand new car that she probably bought with her GoFundMe money. There was also a brown paper bag with medical supplies, bank records, an IV pole with a feeding pump filled with cotton balls, 2 boxes of transparent dressings, a wig, cash, and then pills for nausea that were actually in the name of a relative. Again, I just have to imagine the behind the scenes of this. Like, are you just walking into a Walgreens and asking for these random supplies? Or like, are you searching on Amazon for IV poles? Like, anything to bolster your story, you weirdo? Like, I just can't, you guys. I'm sorry. But continuing on, prosecutors emphasized the calculated nature of her deception, describing how she crafted this intricate narrative to manipulate public sympathy and exploit vulnerabilities in online fundraising. And medical experts were prepared to testify about the glaring inaccuracies in her claims, from the placement of her feeding tubes to the implausible treatment regimen that she described. And despite the mounting evidence, Matty's defense team argued for leniency, citing her young age and her lack of prior criminal history. They painted her as a misguided individual who had made a grave mistake rather than a hardened criminal. By mid-2023, Matty's legal team negotiated a plea deal with the prosecution, likely to avoid the expense and uncertainty of a trial, which I would have loved to see a trial. I would have loved to see a jury sentenced her to the fullest extent. But on June 14th of 2023, Matty appeared in court to plead guilty to 1 count of first-degree theft. In exchange, the prosecution recommended a suspended prison sentence, probation, restitution, and community service. The decision to accept a plea deal sparked mixed reactions, with some victims feeling that it was too lenient given the emotional and financial harm that was caused. And I agree. I think she absolutely should have served prison time. And when it comes to the community service, my first initial thought would be, yeah, make her start volunteering at hospitals with real cancer patients, but I think that would only add insult to injury to actually have her face people who really are struggling. I think it would be a humbling experience for her, at least I would hope, but I think it would be an insulting experience for actual patients. So on October 20th of 2023, Maddie appeared before the judge, John Tallien, for sentencing. And the courtroom was packed with victims, nonprofit representatives, and members of the media. Maddie, dressed conservatively and appearing somber, addressed the court in a prepared statement.
Your Honor, first and foremost, I want to thank the court for the opportunity to speak today in front of you all. I have not spoken this entire time while my case was ongoing for several reasons, so this is difficult to talk about, but I'm just going to try my best. This experience has been by far one of the most difficult things to navigate in my life. It has been very scary and challenging in more ways than one. I fully acknowledge that what I did was wrong, and I am incredibly sorry. If there was anything I could do to take it back, I would. The reality is that I can't. The only thing I can do is correct it, learn from it, and move forward. I beat myself up about it the whole last year in silence because I didn't know how to tell anybody what was going on. After January, I have continually beat myself up about it as well. I realize that I can't undo the past, but that doesn't mean that I still can't walk away from this experience as a better human and move forward. My goal now is to make amends in the ways I can, try to learn from my mistakes, figure out how I got myself here so I don't repeat this terrible mistake, and do what I can to turn this lesson into a positive, with the hope that I can make amends and hopefully positively influence the many people touched by my poor choices, cancer, or people mistakenly thinking about following in a similar mistaken path. A lot of people have made speculation as to why I did this and how somebody who looked like they had everything together could have such a mess. I didn't do this for money or greed. I didn't do this for attention. I did this in an attempt to try and get my family back together.
Now, if you're listening to that last part and you're just screaming bullshit in your car or in your head or wherever you are, you're not alone, because I completely agree. I think this was absolutely motivated by greed and this dramatic plea for sympathy because it was all in an attempt to just bring her family back together. I think maybe her parents were divorced. I don't freaking know and I don't care, but I think it is just a lie. This makes no sense. If that were actually the truth, then why would you need to go to social media? Why would you be accepting these financial donations? Why wouldn't you have just kept it to yourself and kept it to your family if lying about cancer really was just to get your family back together? It's just another lie. And I think there is a lot of frustration from the victims in this case, not only because she obviously continues to lie, but because the prosecution didn't seem to honor the weight of this crime or the victims that it impacted because they recommended this suspended sentence. And so the judge, so these victims that spoke at the court hearing actually addressed their feelings of betrayal by the prosecution, and as well as addressing Maddie, which was very satisfying to see. But Judge Tallien ultimately sentenced Maddie to a 10-year suspended prison sentence, meaning that she would avoid incarceration if she adhered to the terms of her probation. So these terms included 3 years of probation, 100 hours of community service, and restitution payments totaling $39,385.79. Now, this sum included the $36,089 to GoFundMe donors and $3,296 to individual victims and nonprofit organizations. She was also fined $1,370. So I also noticed that GoFundMe refunded the people who donated to her campaign. So that is why she owes GoFundMe now, the restitution payments. But in his ruling, the judge stated that Maddie's actions were not a momentary lapse in judgment, but a deliberate and sustained fraud. He rejected the defense's request for a deferred judgment, which would have wiped Maddie's criminal record clean after completing her sentence, saying the community deserves to know what you've done, which is something I absolutely agree with. The sentencing ignited a firestorm of public opinion. On one side, critics argued that the punishment was far too lenient, particularly given the scope of Maddie's deception and the emotional harm inflicted on her victims. And online forums and social media were flooded with comments from cancer patients, donors, and activists, many of whom expressed frustration that Maddie had avoided prison time, saying things like, if she can lie on this scale and walk free, what message does that send to others who might try something similar? Now, others, however, supported the suspended sentence, citing that her young age and the potential for rehabilitation was something to consider. And some legal experts argued that probation, community service, and restitution were appropriate measures for a first-time offender, particularly one who had shown public remorse, which I don't agree with. I don't think she was that remorseful. I think she was remorseful that she got caught because then she tried to lie and say this wasn't motivated by greed. It was motivated by just trying to get my family back together. Like, no, just call it what it is. You wanted the sympathy. You were craving attention and then benefited from the financial part of it as well. It was all motivated by greed. Now, the court-ordered restitution payments provided some relief to Maddie's victims. GoFundMe, like I said, refunded the $37,000 that was raised through its platform, ensuring that any of the donors did not suffer financial losses, especially if she's not able to pay them back directly. Now, however, the emotional toll on victims was less easily addressed because many cancer patients who had followed Maddie's story described their feelings of betrayal and anger, noting that her false narrative had undermined their trust in similar fundraising campaigns. Nonprofit organizations also expressed lingering frustrations. Representatives from Project Purple and the Nikki Mitchell Foundation stated that Maddie's fraud diverted critical resources from real cancer patients. And the Ohlstrong Pancreatic Cancer Foundation, whose founder, Peggy Ohl, had provided Maddie with emotional and financial support, shared a heartfelt statement emphasizing the need for stricter vetting processes to prevent future cases of exploitation. And just to add another dagger to the relationship that Maddie had with Peggy Ohl, the founder of this foundation, Peggy's husband, who passed away from pancreatic cancer, Peggy and Maddie's mom went to school together as early as elementary school. So they had this relationship for a long time. This wasn't just a random foundation that kind of came out of the woodworks. This was something that was close to Maddie's family. And if you're wondering how her mom or her family didn't know that she was lying, I had the exact same questions. Most of the people who are close to Maddie, including her parents and family members, have really stayed pretty tight-lipped about this entire situation and how they didn't know she was lying. But some of the suggestions I've heard are that her mom was never allowed to come to her doctor's appointments with her. I think this was also kind of during the time of COVID when things were still a little bit iffy in clinics where you couldn't usually bring guests with you. So maybe she was kind of banking on that. But again, I don't know how her parents or her family could not have known or could not have raised the same questions. I don't know. It is mind-boggling to me. So I want to know what your thoughts are on this case, or if you've ever encountered somebody like this. I actually have known two people specifically who have lied about having cancer. And then I've also known someone who I went to high school with who lied about an entire pregnancy up until the day she said she was scheduled to go in and have her C-section, had a baby shower and everything. Like, people are wild. So if you have a similar story to this, I want to hear it because I just think it's so fascinating that people lie like this on such a public scale too. It's fascinating to me. But if you want to share your story about encountering someone similar to the Maddie Russos of the world, head on over to our website, mamamystery.com. Scroll down. There's a box where you can type as much as you want and share your story. Maybe I'll share it on the next Mama Minute, or maybe I'll share the story if I choose to cover the Elizabeth Finch story, which there's a documentary on Peacock right now, but Elizabeth Finch was a writer for Grey's Anatomy, and she scammed and lied to a bunch of people about having cancer. And meanwhile, was like a pretty successful writer and producer on Grey's Anatomy, one of the biggest shows, if not the biggest show on TV, especially in the US. So that story was really fascinating. If you want to watch it, it's on Peacock. I think it's called The Anatomy of a Lie or Anatomy of Lies or something like that. But it's a fascinating story. Maybe I'll cover it on a deep dive in the future. But I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you liked it, share it. Leave me a review or a comment or do whatever you want. But thank you so much for listening. And I appreciate you so much. Until next time, Mama Mystery out. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever find yourself playing the budgeting game? Well, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive, you can find options that fit your budget and potentially lower your bills. Try it at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.